1. In defense of 3 a.m. registrations. I really should not be allowed to operate electronic devices after midnight. If you look at my email history, you'll see most of my race registrations are time-stamped with ungodly hours. My first 5K registration was completed shortly after midnight on New Year's Day. My first half marathon at 3:21 a.m. My first triathlon, 4:09 in the morning. Some people watch late-night infomercials, some raid the fridge for a midnight snack. I click the register button. It was yet another tussle with insomnia that kicked off my quest to rediscover my identity as a runner. The night after Neil called me out at the Huntsville Marathon, I tossed and turned as his words rolled around in my head. "What kind of runner are you?" I thought. Once upon a time, I had had an answer to that question. When I first started running, I was up for just about anything. Every weekend was another race. A costumed 5K with a friend, a splash and dash race with Neil, a trail run with beautiful vistas. Whether I ran well or finished dead last, I loved the excited butterflies in my stomach at the start and the growing confidence I felt with every finish line crossed. I craved the taste of a hard-earned beer in the trailhead parking lot or a sinful trip through the drive-thru for french fries and milkshakes on the ride home. But what I really loved was registering for a race. These decisions were rarely made impulsively. Rather, I'd hear about a race, pull up the website on the computer, wonder if I could do it, and then ultimately determine that I could not. An hour later, I'd revisit, wondering if I was being silly. Surely it couldn't be that hard. Then I'd change my mind. It's definitely too challenging. I don't have the right training. People will laugh at me. I'd close out the race website on my laptop and walk away. Midnight would roll around and I'd find myself still thinking about it. By 1 a.m., I'd be sitting in the darkness, illuminated only by the light of my screen, finger hovering over the register button. I wasn't on the race website because of insomnia. It was the other way around. The insomnia was caused by the race. A new distance or bigger challenge was so exciting it kept me up at night. "Screw it," I'd say to myself, usually out loud. "I'm in." Click. It's so easy to be bold in the darkness. When morning came, proof of my questionable decision-making would be right there at the top of my inbox. "Congratulations. You are now registered to have your ass handed to you at the most mountainous of marathons." What the hell were you thinking? Research has shown why this happens. Sleep deprivation, even in minor doses, causes increased brain activity in the regions that process optimism, while suppressing the areas of the brain that evaluate consequences. It's the reason casinos remove their clocks and black out their windows. The later you stay up, the more likely you are to push in all your chips on a risky hand. In the dark of night, the registration thought process boils down to how bad could it be, really? I'm in. But the morning light reveals more than a bank deduction for race fees. Now you have to run the damn thing. The optimism fades away and panic sets in. A funny thing happens when it comes to these bad decisions, though. They sometimes end up being the smartest things you've ever done. There's something spectacular about setting a goal beyond your current abilities. It scares you into doing the work. And for that, I was always grateful. Too often we're told to think things through. Sleep on it, reasonable people say. Don't make a dumb decision. Caution is praised over chutzpah. But I'm not sure that's always a good thing. Caution can make people overestimate risk and shrink from opportunities. It can make us close out the computer screen and focus on goals we perceive as more reasonable. Caution is safe. Caution is wise. Caution is really, really boring. Years ago, I thought I was being bold by trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon. It was an ambitious goal and a worthy one for many runners. However, it wasn't my goal. I had aimed for it because I thought I was supposed to. If I wanted to be taken seriously as a runner and writer in the endurance sports space, I reasoned it was a box I needed to check. But was it really? I wrestled with that question as I stared into the darkness at 1 a.m. the night after the Huntsville race. When was the last time I had looked at a race website and felt those butterflies? It had been a while. My brain scrolled through my timeline as an endurance athlete, trying to determine when I had last felt excited about running. I recalled how years ago I had been tempted to run an ultramarathon, but knowing I was probably too slow to make any of the cutoff times, I had dismissed that idea quickly. And as someone who